The name Benny Hinn has for some time been linked with the extravagant, excessive and flamboyant. Hinn, a Texas-based self-styled faith healer, was in the news recently for two reasons. Firstly, because he has been examined by the Senate Finance Committee, and secondly, because he was recently denied entry into the UK. I'm not so much interested in Hinn's financial status, except to say that all men ought to do all things decently and in order, and that includes our financial affairs. What interests me is that Hinn ought to be examined for other reasons. There's no denying that a great number of people follow him. Wherever he goes, he attracts crowds. People who have barely heard of him will go to hear him, watch him, and pay him. He works under the banner of religion and claims to be a man sent from God. Now that claim needs to be examined. In 1 John 4 verse 1 we are exhorted, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Now what does that mean? It means that we are to weigh what men say, how men behave, what men believe, in the balances of Scripture. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20 clearly states to the law and to the testimony, "If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." You ever wondered why so many people are so deceived by those who profess to be religious? Why they follow so much heresy? Why they reject the old paths of the true gospel and accept something that's very far removed from the truth? Why is that? Because they will not weigh the things of God in the light of Scripture. They will not try the spirits. And that lack accounts for the following Benny Hinn enjoys. If people would only stop and read what he says and think about what he does, things surely would be different. Okay, what does Benny Hinn believe? Let the man speak for himself. Hinn believes that there are nine persons in the Godhead. He said, and I quote, "See, God the Father is a person. God the Son is a person. God the Holy Ghost is a person. But each one of them is a triune being by himself. If I can shock you, maybe I should. There's nine of them." End of quote. Also, Hinn believes that Christ was capable of sin. In his book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit, he wrote, and again I quote, "And let me add this, had the Holy Spirit not been with Jesus, he would have sinned." That's right, it was the Holy Spirit that was the power that kept him pure. He was not only sent from heaven, but he was called the Son of Man, and as such he was capable of sinning. Without the Holy Ghost, Jesus would have never made it. Can you imagine Christ headed for the grave, knowing he would remain there forever, if the Holy Ghost would change his mind about raising him from the dead? End of quote. Furthermore, Hinn believes that Christ became one with the nature of Satan. On a Trinity Broadcasting Network program, he said Jesus knew the only way he could stop Satan is by becoming one in nature with him. It doesn't take a genius to understand that there's something seriously wrong here. This man is not preaching the gospel of redeeming grace through the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is preaching another gospel, which is not the gospel at all. Therefore, the claims, the practices, the behavior, the preaching, the ministry of Benny Hinn needs to be examined. What are we to do here? First of all, we need to know the truth. Learn the great truths of the gospel. Know the Bible, learn the word, be grounded in the doctrines of grace. So when someone comes, supposing to be a preacher, exercising a ministry, we can try the spirits, we can assess their ministry in the light of the word of God. Secondly, we are to refuse and expose error. Paul had strong words for those who preached a false gospel. He warned of such a thing in Galatians chapter 1. Where he says, "But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." We are to have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We ought to pray that men, saints and sinners, would not be deceived and led astray by the notions and nonsense of men. Benny Hinn needs to be examined. And there needs to be a return to the old paths of redeeming grace through the Lord Jesus Christ alone. The Reformers had it right. Justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That's the message that needs to be preached again.